It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As we come to you live from Delaware Academy, it is a great night for high school basketball, as this is one we've had circled on the calendar since the schedules came out in the late fall, as it's the Delhi Lady Bulldogs taking on the BG Bobcats, and we'll talk more about that in just a moment. It's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, of course, brought to you by Cork and the crew at Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Boy, just being around Sydney today and, driving over here tonight, I got a bunch of phone calls, texts, seeing people when I went out and got lunch today. Everybody saying, you going to that Delhi BG game tonight? And the answer was yes, as this is one we've been looking forward to for a long time. These two teams just have such a rich history over the last couple of years. Of course, they've met three straight seasons in the MAC championship game, and guess what, folks? BG has come out on top every single time. And for a while, the theme was that Delhi would win the regular season contest and then BG would come away with the MAC championship, although last year, BG was able to take both the regular season meeting and the championship meeting. But these are two teams that are loaded with fantastic athletes, and they're not just basketball players. When you look across the gym floor here tonight, you're going to see great soccer players, volleyball players, track and field stars, softball stars, you name it. But during the winter, they come to the hardwood, and it's going to be a great battle here tonight between the Lady Bulldogs and the Lady Bobcats. And I think it adds a little something special each year when they trade who's going to host. I think when you come here to Delhi, it's a hostile environment. They just pack this place here. It's always a great crowd. It's the same thing at BG. I think the BG student section is always really rowdy when Bainbridge hosts a game. So each setting has its own little flavor to it as well. And the fans are really starting to trickle in here tonight at Delaware Academy. It's set to be a good one. And what really set this up nicely tonight was a fantastic JV contest as Bainbridge came away with a 45-43 victory. And it went right down to the final shot. Delhi just missed a shot at the buzzer that would have tied things up. So I think that really set the mood here tonight for this one, that it's going to be a great contest. And it's great to see, too, that, you know, after a lot of these seniors and juniors are gone in a couple of years, the rivalry is really going to continue. I think it's going to be a lot of fun in future years between the Bobcats and the Bulldogs as well. Of course, it's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Stop over right now. They're having a great Christmas sale as Cork has teamed up with Mike Butler over at Butler Auto Sales. So if you're maybe looking for that last-second gift, put a bow on a new vehicle out in the driveway, certainly a great time to do that at Chambers and O'Hara. And, of course, he's teamed up with Mike at Butler Auto Sales for that as well. And they're both great sponsors here for local sports. Always a big thank you to them for helping us out here with bringing you this local sports coverage. I know there's a lot of other MAC games tonight and other games across the area, but I think a lot of people will be tuning in here tonight, looking at our Twitter page as well and saying, what's the score over there? What's the halftime score? What's the final score? And who's going to step up big? Because every time these two teams play, you know, you take away one big weapon for one team and somebody else is able to step up. These are two of the premier programs in the area in terms of off-season work, with what Coach Conway does with BG and Coach Bruce does with the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. They play AAU. They're relentless in their training. And this is really what they train for. They want these matchups. And Delhi BG is going to be a ton of fun. I think the other teams to really watch out for in the MAC this year will be Unitigo. I think they've looked really good on the girls' side. Deposit Hancock with Lacey Drake has looked phenomenal. I don't think you can count Walton or Green out of that mix. So there's a lot of good teams in the MAC, but it's something special when these two teams get together, that's for sure. We're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups, and when we come back, we'll get things underway here a little early tonight, so we hope you tuned in. It's going to be a good one between Delhi and BG. Girls MAC basketball, going to be a great clash tonight. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Imagine your energy company paid you. With Marabito Energy's 50-50 program, that's exactly what happens. Marabito customers can receive $50 when they refer a new energy user who becomes a Marabito customer. And that new customer also receives $50. It's 50-50, just for choosing the reliable, dependable, and affordable energy of Marabito, where our people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and/or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. First, let's do the starting lineups here. First, for the home team, and head coach Todd Bruce, the Delhi Lady Bulldogs, a senior, number 2, Logan Bruce, a senior, number 5, Olivia Waken, a senior, number 10, Caitlin Finch, a junior, number 11, Anna Post, and a senior, number 15, Brenna Gioffi. Great to see Brenna back in the lineup, as she was out with an injury for a couple of weeks and missed the Delhi tournament, which we were over here for just about 2 weeks ago. So it's great to see her back in uniform tonight for the Lady Bulldogs. For a longtime head coach Bob Conway, his BG Lady Bobcats, they will start with senior number 5, Jillian Canestra, junior number 11, Abby Selfridge, freshman number 12, her sister Erica Selfridge, and also junior number 23, Corey Thornton, and a senior, the leader, number 25, Megan Pommetier. BG is going to be in the navy blue uniforms tonight with the white trim. Says Bobcats in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. They will go left to right on your radio dial. Delhi tonight is in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. They will be going right to left on your radio dial. Says Lady Bulldogs across the front of the uniform there. Great crowd here tonight. You know, we were talking about that BG student section in the pregame show, our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show, and I see now that a bunch of the BG students have come in, and it appears they're wearing some sort of chicken uniform. Looks like Halloween down there, and I'm sure, yep, there he is. Trevor Hallequist usually has something to do with that, as he is very much into the BG student section when he's not out doing his own thing on the football field or the basketball court or the baseball diamond. So great to see. Just good support here for both sides from student sections. Of course, it doesn't get much better than Delhi having their own live Bulldog mascot here, and his name is Mac, M-A-C, just like the league that these two teams are in. So he's here tonight. He's getting rowdy over in the Delhi student section, which is on the far side from me. And, hey, it's hard to not like any school that has their own living, breathing mascot, that's for sure. So here we go. Again, these two teams have met in the last three league championships, and it's been a three-peat for the BG Bobcats. But can Delhi turn the tides here tonight? One thing I'm interested to see, BG has started the season red hot. They've been scoring 70, 80 points a game. I mean, we saw them put up 84 points just a couple of nights ago against Blue Ridge, a team from Pennsylvania. On the other side, Delhi is known for their very vicious defense, man-to-man, not afraid to get in your face, but they've had a little trouble scoring the ball. So can they rectify that here tonight? Here we go. Abby Selfridge will jump it up for BG and a post for Delhi. Post will win the opening jump, but slaps it out of bounds as nobody was there to scoop it up, and BG will gain control. So the Lady Bobcats again going left to right on your radio dial. We'll start things off. We're underway between Delhi and BG in a regular season girls MAC contest tonight here from Delhi. Here's Canestra, straight away three, wants it, takes it off the back of the rim. It's no good. Rebound by probably the shortest player on the court, 5'5 guard Logan Bruce for the Lady Bulldogs of Delhi. They bring it down the floor. Bruce setting up the offense. BG looks like they're in man-to-man here as Delhi will set up shop. They'll go to Caitlin Finch in the corner, right wing side. Now she goes to the high post for Anna Post. Little give and go back for Logan Bruce. In for the layup, and it's good. And Delhi has the first bucket of the night, and it's a 2-0 lead with 7:20 to go in the opening quarter. Here is Canestra back down the floor finding Corey Thornton. They work it around the top of the key. Looks like zone defense here. Megan Palmatier with a straightaway long two from just behind the foul line. It's no good. Off the mark. Delhi back up the floor. Here is Caitlin Finch on the left side. Into the corner for Olivia Wakin. Wakin skips across the top of the defense. Back to the left side for Finch. Finch dribbles to the foul line. Now pulls it out, puts on the brakes, and hands it back off to the true point guard of this team, Logan Bruce. 10 on the shot clock as they go left side for Wakin. Dribble drive in the paint. The shot is no good. And a rebound for Abigail Selfridge. And BG is looking to run. The Bobcats going left to right. Right wing side for Canestra. Dials up a three from the corner. Lets it go long. And another rebound for Logan Bruce. And this is a fast-paced game as Bruce is over the half-court timeline. And ahead for Olivia Wakin, but she'll travel as she sets up for the jumper. Shot was off the mark, and it goes back to BG. We're a minute and a half into the first quarter here from Delaware Academy, and it's the Lady Bulldogs of Delhi with a 2-0 lead over Bainbridge-Guilford. Bobcats trying to settle in on offense here as Canestra brings it back up the floor, crosses the Bulldog logo at midcourt. Left side for Corey Thornton. Thornton steps in for a long three. This one hits off the back of the rim. Thornton follows her own shot, takes it in. It's rejected there by Olivia Wakin on the rebound shot, and here comes Delhi back up the floor. Olivia Wakin trying to go coast to coast. Bounce pass, back door for Anna Post. Can't get the layup. Wakin is there to clean up the mess and puts it home. And Delhi takes a 4-0 lead 2 minutes into the first quarter here on their home floor. BG's had some open looks, but they haven't been able to convert yet. Thornton goes down low for Megan Palmatier at the left low block. Back out for Thornton. Wants a three. This one rattles out. Rebound for Brenna Gioppi. She gets tied up with Erica Selfridge, and a jump ball is going to give it back to Delhi. Good job on the boards there by Gioppi. Selfridge was able to scrap in there and get her hands on the ball, but the arrow gives it back to D.A. So that's Delhi 4, BG nothing. 5:40 to go in the first quarter. We're just underway between BG and Delhi here from Delaware Academy. I'm Nate Lull tonight on WCDO. Here's Logan Bruce. A great move. A reverse layup from left to right. It's up and good. And the senior has come to play here for Delhi. And they take a 6-0 lead over BG. Canestra back down the floor at the top of the key and a double dribble. And BG having a hard time settling in here with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. And the Delhi defense is doing the trick, as we talked about during our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. They are known for their defense, and we've seen some very low-scoring affairs between these two teams. as Bruce brings it back down the floor. Dishes one off for Gioffi. It's up and good. Renna Gioffi scores. Timeout BG. Delhi has jumped out to a quick 8-0 lead with 5:10 to go in the first quarter. It's Delhi 8, BG nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull tonight on WCDO. 5:10 to go in this first quarter. It's an 8-0 lead. Delhi on top of the BG girls here from Delaware Academy tonight. BG with the ball. They get it into their own offensive end of the floor as they go left to right. Top of the key for Abby Selfridge as BG tries to settle in, still looking for that first bucket of the contest. Now for Canestra. Foot on the line, thought about a three-pointer, thought better of it, hands it off for Megan Palmateer. Palmateer tries a baseline drive on the right wing side, has to dish it back out. She has nowhere to go. Three on the shot clock, back out for Thornton, tosses one up, no good. Rebound for Palmateer of BG. Puts one up, can't get the shot to go. Selfridge with a rebound. Ball out of bounds, though, and back to Delhi it goes. And so this pesky Delhi defense is doing the job so far. 4:30 to go in the opening quarter. It's Delhi 8, BG nothing here on WCDO tonight. Here's Logan Bruce, the point guard for Delhi. Into the corner now for Caitlin Finch. Finch finds Anna Post at the high post, and she'll pass one back out for Logan Bruce. Bruce with an entry pass, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds here by Canestra. With 15 on the shot clock, Delhi will remain in control. Waken dishes one into the corner now off the inbounds pass to Caitlin Finch as they work it back around the top of the key. Here's Waken, wants a dribble drive, and she's fouled as she goes up for the shot, and she'll shoot two. With 4:10 to go in this first quarter, it looks like Bob Conway is going to go to the bench, and Zamira Caldwell will check in. That's the first foul of the contest here tonight, folks, as it will be on Jill Canestra, her first, team's first, for Bainbridge Guilford. And here is Waken at the line. First shot is off the mark and no good. So Canestra is going to come to the bench, and Zamira Caldwell will come in. Caldwell wearing number 15, a junior here for the BG Bobcats. Waken, 0 for 1, steps to the line here for her second shot. Waken gets it to go. So Olivia Waken now with 3 points, and BG finds themselves down 9-0 here on the road. Not where you want to be if you're a BG Bobcat fan right now. Here is Selfridge back down the floor. This is Abigail Selfridge finding Corey Thornton. And they'll try to go to the interior. Palmateer was triple-teamed. They couldn't get the pass in there. It's deflected back out to the top of the key. Here is Abby Selfridge with a long step into splash. Gets it to go. And maybe that'll wake up the Bobcats. It's Delhi 9, BG 2, 3:45 to go in the first quarter. To the far side of the floor, here is Caitlin Finch. Pump fakes, now goes to the high post. Here is Anna Post with a good move. Dishes one off here for Olivia Waken. Her shot is short. Rebound for Abby Selfridge. Selfridge back up the floor from left to right as BG has it on the left wing side in front of the Delhi bench. They try to go to the interior, but Gioffi and Palmateer are really battling down there, and they can't get it to the inside like they usually like to do. Here is Selfridge at the top of the key. Erica finds Abigail with 10 on the shot clock to go. And here is Corey Thornton. They run through the offense. Caldwell now finds Selfridge on the baseline. With the jumper, it's good. Selfridge just worked it inside on that left wing baseline, got it to go. It's Delhi 9, BG 4, with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here is Caitlin Finch, now leaving one off down low for Brenna Gioffi. Up, and she can't get the layup to go. Did everything but finish there, and the Bobcats scoop up the rebound with Palmateer. Back up the floor with Erica Selfridge. She tries to go to the interior for Caldwell, tipped out of bounds, and will stay with the Bobcats. Last touch by Anna Post, says the Zebra Crew. 2:45 to go, first frame. 9-4, Delhi girls on top of BG here from Delaware Academy tonight on WCDO. And here is Corey Thornton as BG gets the ball in on the right wing side. Thornton looking for options. Chest pass far side for Abby Selfridge. Selfridge looking for a backdoor pass there to her sister Erica. Can't get it to go. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Palmateer who gets the pass at the top of the key. Back off for Thornton. Three ball, can't go. Rebound and a post, and Delhi is really windexing the glass here tonight. Back down the floor, Olivia Wakin, dribble drive, and she's fouled by Erica Selfridge of Bainbridge Guilford. 2:20 to go in the first quarter, and it's 9-4. Delhi on top of visiting Bainbridge Guilford. And head coach Todd Bruce is going to go to the bench for the first time tonight. And stepping in will be junior 5'10", number 23, Caroline Grace. And Brenna Gioffi is going to come to the bench for a quick break. Two team fouls on BG, none on Delhi in this opening quarter. Remember, in the girls' game now, they do reset every quarter. Here is Caitlin Finch handing one off for Caroline Grace. Can't get her shot to go. Scoops up her own rebound. Then it's tipped out of bounds, and the officials will say possession is going to go back to BG. Macy Leiser is going to step in here now for Bainbridge Guilford, and Corey Thornton will go to the bench. So despite being down 9-0, and now it's 9-4, BG seems very comfortable with 2 minutes to go in this first quarter, like they are just confident they can chip away at it. Here is Macy Leiser in the corner. Now for Erica Selfridge. Selfridge skips across the top of the defense for Leiser, back to the top of the key for Abby Selfridge. Thought about a three, now dishes down low for Zamira Caldwell. Her left-handed layup won't go. We're going to have a whistle, and the foul will be on BG on the rebound, and the ball is going to go back to Delhi. Foul is on Megan Palmatier, her first, team's third, with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. And the score, Delhi 9, Bainbridge Guilford 4. Here in a girls' MAC showdown tonight. Here is Logan Bruce, point guard for Bainbridge Guilford, to the left side of the floor for Caitlin Finch. Now into the corner for Olivia Wakin, closely guarded here by Abby Selfridge. Tries the give and go with Logan Bruce. Pass is broken up, knocked out of bounds, and will stay with the Lady Bulldogs. I am not surprised, honestly, to see a close first quarter like this. Coach Bruce of Delhi and Coach Conway, it's like a chess match between these two. They love scouting and love figuring out ways to drive each other nuts, I think. And here is Logan Bruce at the top of the key. Gets into the paint, a little floater, it's good. And Logan Bruce now with 6 points, having a great first quarter. And it's Delhi 11, BG 4, with a minute 20 to go in the first frame. Here is Erica Selfridge finding Abby on the far side of the floor. The sister connection there. Here is Erica Selfridge into the paint. Ball's tipped out of there and scooped up here by Caitlin Finch. Ahead now for a wide open Logan Bruce. She's in for the layup, and it's good. Logan Bruce with 8 points. And it's Delhi 13 and BG 4 with a minute to go in the first quarter. Erica Selfridge back up the floor on the left side. Now for Macy Leiser. Leiser holding on to it, looking for options. Stolen away by Logan Bruce as she dives head first to deflect that ball out of bounds. And it'll stay with Bainbridge Guilford. You got to love the sportsmanship there as Selfridge helps up Bruce as she went diving head first out of bounds. Landed in about the first row of the stands there. And Selfridge was right there to pick her up, help her get back on the floor, and then a nice pat on the back for one another. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. It's Delhi 13, BG 4. Here is Palmatier outside the three-point line. Palmatier trying to dish down low, stolen away by Caitlin Finch, and she's been very active on defense so far tonight for the Lady Dogs. Here is Finch with a crossover, gets into the paint, jumper rattles out. Rebound, Caroline Grace, count it. Caroline Grace gets it to go. And it's Delhi 15, BG 4, with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here is Selfridge on the left side. Selfridge outside the three-point line, finding Zamira Caldwell, went through her fingertips, but now she scoops it up. Palmatier at the top of the key, finding Macy Leiser, steps in for a long two, can't get it to go, but Caldwell is right there to put it in. Zamira Caldwell was in the right place at the right time. 5 seconds left. Delhi back down the floor. Can they get a shot off before the end of the first quarter? Bruce with a long three. Got it! Logan Bruce with 11 points. A buzzer-beater three-pointer. And Delhi leads 18-6 at the end of the first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. End of the first quarter, and Delhi girls lead BG 18-6. What a start tonight for the Lady Bulldogs. Logan Bruce with 11 points for DA, and she nails a three-pointer at the buzzer at the end of the first quarter to really get this crowd pumped up and fired up. As we start the second quarter, BG will have the ball at half court. Again, they're in the navy blue with the white trim, and they'll have the ball going left to right. Delhi is in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. And boy, you give the Delhi defense a lead like this, most of the time they can clamp down. But we'll see. BG, you can never count them out. They go down low for Erica Selfridge, puts it up and in, and she's fouled. Erica Selfridge, the lone freshman on this team, younger sister of Abigail Selfridge, going for the old-fashioned three-point play. With 7:45 to go in the second quarter, it's Delhi 18, and now it's BG 8, and they're looking for the three-point play. Here is Selfridge at the line. It's good. So that's a good start for BG to start the second quarter, and they cut it back to single digits. Delhi back down the floor. They had trouble scoring a couple of weeks ago when we were here for the Delhi tournament, in which they got second place. Not the case so far tonight, but still a long way to go. Shot by Olivia Wakin, skims off the front of the rim, out of bounds. And they originally said it was going to be BG ball, but the official on the far side of the floor has just done the old override and said it was deflected, and it's going to stay with Delhi. Coach Conway not pleased for BG. BG gets it in, or excuse me, Delhi gets it in. A pass down low for, and a post, can't get it to go. And we're going to have a rebound off that miss and a foul on Delhi. So we are 30 seconds into the second quarter. The score is 18-9. Delhi's on top of BG. That will be the first foul on Brenna Gioffi here tonight. The second foul on BG, or on Delhi, excuse me, in the quarter. So fouls, none in this quarter for BG and two for Delhi. BG trying to crawl back into this game. Here's Liger with the jumper from the right elbow. No good. Followed her own shot. Got it back. And goes back for Corey Thornton. Thornton to the right side here for Megan Palmateer. Palmateer works it around the top of the key for Erica Selfridge on the left side. 20 on the shot clock. Here is Liger, the youngest member on this team for BG. Scoops one back over for Palmateer. She tries a jumper. No good. Selfridge with a rebound. Keeps it alive. And they get a fresh shot clock. And Selfridge will dribble it back out. Great hustle there by Abigail Selfridge. Here's Palmateer at the top of the key. Passing one down low. Intercepted by Logan Bruce. And she's off to the races. Bruce down the left side. Bounce pass back door. Olivia Wakin up and good. A beautiful basketball play there from Logan Bruce to Olivia Wakin. And Delhi leads 20-9 with 6:25 to go in the second quarter. Pass to the far side for Corey Thornton, who's in front of the Delhi bench. Tried to go inside, scooped out of there by Brenna Gioffi. And again, Delhi is pushing the pace back up the floor. Here is Caitlin Finch with a little stutter step. Holds on to it now and passes to the high post for guess who? Anna Post. Tries to dribble to the left side, and it's stolen away by Abby Selfridge of BG. Back down the floor, Selfridge ahead for Macy Leiser. The right-handed layup won't go. Rolled around the entire circumference there, the rim, before it popped free. Delhi back down the other way. Here is Bruce trying to go coast to coast. Left-handed layup up and good for Logan Bruce. She's got 13 and she's going to the line. Logan Bruce is a player that might score 6-8 points a game. She's very, very well-rounded. I'd say probably one of the best players on this team, but she'll rebound. She plays defense, assists. You just don't see her score in bunches like this very often, but she has come to play here tonight. She's got 13 points, and Delhi leads 22-9 with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Bruce to the line, this one off the mark, no good, can't complete the three-point play, so it remains Delhi 22 and BG 9. BG back down the floor with Erica Selfridge, now for Megan Palmateer. Palmateer looking, finds Zamira Caldwell, step in, long two, dies on the back of the rim, loose ball on the rebound, both teams wrestling and scrambling for it, it's on the ground, and a jump ball is going to give it back to Delhi. Brenna Gioffi and Zamira Caldwell were on the floor, tied up for that one. So Delhi will get the ball in and Bruce will walk it up the floor. What a start here tonight for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. In case you just jumped in the car, you just turned the radio on, it's Delhi 22 and BG 9. We expected a close one, but Delhi is maybe thinking otherwise here tonight. Caitlin Finch dials up a three, long distance, no good. Off the front of the rim, caroms out of bounds and goes back to Bainbridge Guilford. Boy, if Finch gets that dialed in, she's a deadly three-point shooter at times. So if she gets going, that could be another great weapon here tonight for Delhi. Right side for Elijah as BG goes left to right on your radio dial. They have tried to really get the ball inside but haven't had a ton of success. Palmateer dribbles into the paint and gets fouled. This one is going to be a push on the floor, and it will be on Delhi. It will be on Julia Burns, who's in the game, the senior for DA. That's her first foul, team's third. BG looking to get it in underneath the basket on the right wing side, and it's going to be a five-second call. Delhi clogging up those passing lanes. They couldn't get it in, and the Bulldogs will get it back. And so Caitlin Finch will walk it up the floor with 5 minutes to go until halftime. We'll have our Marabino Energy Products halftime report. As here is Caitlin Finch. Now for Logan Bruce on the left side. Bruce, step-in jumper. Got it. Logan Bruce is having one of those nights that every player dreams about. She's got 15 points, and it's Delhi 24, BG 9. This is unbelievable. 4:40 to go in the second quarter. Here is Caldwell on the right side of the floor. Caldwell, chest pass now for Palmateer. Palmateer left wing side at the three-point arc. Finds Erica Selfridge. Dials up a three. No good. Caldwell with the rebound. Puts it up. That won't go. Rebound, Macy Leisure. And BG keeps it alive with a fresh shot clock. Back for Selfridge. Dials up another three. Got it. Erica Selfridge has got 6 points now. And it's 24-12. BG's hanging around in this game. 4:10 to go in this second quarter. And here is Caitlin Finch. Is Delhi in the white uniforms with the maroon trim going right to left. Here is Julia Burns. Pump fakes on a three. Now passes to the inside. Left low block and a post. Turnaround hook shot blocked out of there by Zamira Caldwell. And Z swats it out of bounds. Ball will stay with Delhi. Olivia Wakin will check back in. Julia Burns will head to the bench. So Delhi not afraid to use the bench. Neither is BG so far here tonight. Delhi gets it in. Anna Post takes it strong and it rolls off the front of the rim and won't go. But she's fouled as she goes up for a left-handed layup, and we'll head to the charity stripe. This will be the second foul on BG as a team, and the first on Zamira Caldwell. So here's the foul situation in the second frame. 3 for Delhi, 2 for BG. Anna Post to the line, looking for her first points of the evening. And Post puts up the first shot. No good, rattled out. So again, our score, the Delhi girls leading BG 24-12 with 3:55 to go in the second quarter here tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com is our web stream, is brought to you by SFCU. Post settles in. Second shot coming. That's off the mark and no good. So she goes 0 for 2. BG with a rebound from Abby Selfridge. Selfridge will walk it up the floor with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Selfridge setting it up, finds a backdoor pass for Macy Leisure. Kicks one back out for Palmateer. Palmateer at the foul line, will dish one back off for Abby Selford. She thought about a three, but didn't pull the trigger. 10 on the shot clock. Finding Palmateer right side. Palmateer looking for options. Steps in for a long two. No good. Leisure with the rebound up and in. Macy Leisure, nobody boxed her out, and she had a clean, easy layup. And it's 24-14 with 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Delhi ahead. Olivia Wakin with a quick jumper. That's off the mark. And BG with another rebound. Selfridge back down the floor left side. Selfridge steps back, thought about a jumper, but again holds on to it. Finds Leisure, and now they'll slow it down. They pump the brakes a little bit. Here's Palmateer, puts her foot back on the gas. Outside for Leisure, step-in jumper, off the back of the rim, no good. Palmateer, a big-time rebound, puts it up, can't get it to go. Caldwell with a rebound, and she's fouled as she puts it back up. Well, you give a team three chances, and they're going to find a way to get something done. Caldwell with the rebound ends up at the foul line here with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. It's Delhi 24 and BG 14, as that will be the second foul on Wakin and the team's fourth here in the second quarter. Caldwell to the line. First shot is good. So I tell you what, folks. It's Leisure and Caldwell who have done a great job off the bench to give some energy here to BG. Second shot is up and good for Caldwell. She now has 4 points. And with 2:50 to go in the second quarter, going to be a timeout with the score. 24-16, Delhi on top of BG. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:50 to go in the second quarter, and out of the timeout, Delhi will bring it up the floor with Logan Bruce as the DA Lady Bulldogs lead visiting BG 24-16. Great game here so far tonight from Delaware Academy. Here is Olivia Wakin. Now for Logan Bruce. Bruce cuts inside and now finds Caitlin Finch in the left corner as the Bulldogs go right to left on your radio dial. Here is Bruce at the top of the key. Bounce pass for Wakin. Step in jumper, rattles free, won't go down, and it's going to be a foul, I believe, on Olivia Wakin. If this is on her, it's going to be your third. Yes, it is. So Wakin's going to have to go to the bench for protection here for the rest of the first half. That's going to be the fifth foul on Delhi as a team. So BG's going to be shooting for the rest of the second quarter before it resets for the second half. So Caldwell's going to go to the line, and Coach Bruce is going to go to the bench. He's going to bring in Julia Burns as well as Sophia Wakin, a 5'10 freshman. And Olivia Wakin is going to have to go to the bench. We'll see who else comes out. Caldwell's first shot is good. So Zamira Caldwell now with 5 points. Wakin's going to come out, so will Anna Post, with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. BG is just hanging around here. They've been down double digits, but credit to Coach Conway and his girls. Hostile environment on the road. Didn't get off to a great start, but they're sticking in this game. Caldwell goes 2 for 2. She's got 6 points off the bench, doing a great job. It's Delhi 24 and BG 18. Now a steal by Erica Selfridge, trying to go coast to coast. Logan Bruce comes back for a block, and they're going to call a foul. And the Delhi student section goes insane on the far side. Really hard to tell from this angle. I don't think Erica Selfridge knew that Bruce was going to get back there in time. You use that sprinter speed from track. She gets back, and boy, a chorus of boos here coming down from the Delhi student section for the officials, but Erica Selfridge stands at the line. First shot rattles out for Selfridge with 2:20 to go in the second quarter. This is what you love about these rivalry games. Everybody is on the edge of their seats. A lot of fun. Second shot for Selfridge. This one's up and good. So Erica Selfridge, the freshman, with 7 points, and BG's cut this down to a 5-point game. It's Delhi 24, BG 19, with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Here's Finch, gets into the paint, tries a little up and under, and she's fouled. Nice quick first step there by the senior, Caitlin Finch, and she'll go to the line. Here's a quick fun fact. We should have mentioned it off the top of the broadcast. These two teams are both ranked number one in the state. BG is in Class C. Delhi is in Class D. That was in the first rankings, state rankings, put out by the New York State Sports Writers Association last week. Now, it'll probably change this week because somebody will lose as Finch makes the first shot. Somebody has to lose here tonight. So, but pretty cool. Not very often you see number one in C versus number one in D in the state rankings. Finch goes 2 for 2 from the line. She puts it up and in. So you got two teams that are bitter rivals in the MAC, and they're both number one in the state in their respective school size classes. Now a steal by Logan Bruce. Bruce trying to go coast to coast, puts it up and in. Logan Bruce has got 17 first half points, and Delhi jumps that lead back up to 28-19 after BG had gotten it right down to 5 with a minute 50 to go before the halftime break. Again, Delhi 28, BG 19. Here's Palmateer at the foul line for Bainbridge Guilford as they go left to right. Palmateer, a dribble drive, back out for Macy Leiser. She wants that three. Won't go down. Rebound, Brenna Gioffi for the Lady Bulldogs, and then a foul underneath the basket on Bainbridge Guilford. Going to be on Abby Selfridge, her first, team's third, with a minute 35 to go. Actually, it's going to be the team's fourth. And the second on Selfridge, they hadn't updated that yet, so four team fouls on BG, and the second on Selfridge, she'll have to be careful. You do not want to pick up that third here late in the second quarter. Here is Julia Burns, now finding Sophia Waken at the top of the key, and she'll travel. Shuffled those feet, and that was an easy call there for the officials, giving the ball back to BG. Can BG get some points on the board here late in the first half to try to cut down this lead and get some momentum going into the second half? And to the right side here for Palmateer. Palmateer back for Macy Leisure. Wants that three-pointer again. This time it's good. Macy Leisure with 5 points, and it's 28-22. BG refuses to go away. Here is Caitlin Finch on the right side. Finch bouncing one into the corner now for Logan Bruce. Bruce with a long two. Steps back, can't get it to go. Ball sails out of bounds. Last touched by Delhi. Sophia Waken was trying to save it from going out of bounds. Had her tippy toes on the line, and so it goes back to BG with 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 28-22. Delhi is on top of Bainbridge Guilford, and this is a good one as we expected. Great start here tonight for Delhi, though. Here is Erica Selfridge at the top of the key. Back now for Palmateer. Palmateer pump fakes, dribble drive, and almost gets pushed out of bounds. Tries a pass from the near side wing to the far side wing, knocked out of bounds. It stays with BG. 37 seconds to go before the half. So Selfridge will inbound the ball on the right side. Underneath the basket, gets it into Palmateer. Palmateer now for Macy Leisure, for Erica Selfridge in the corner. Selfridge stops, passes one back off. Leisure with a jumper, can't get it to go. And a rebound here for DA. Ahead now for Logan Bruce, left wing side. Bruce takes it to the basket, up and good. Logan Bruce with 19 first half points. What a showing. 15 seconds to go in the second quarter, and it's Delhi 30, BG 22. Back down the floor. It's an 8-point lead here for the Lady Bulldogs. Selfridge passes down low for Palmateer. Palmateer at the right low block, and she shuffled her feet. She's going dancing. And it's a turnover, a traveling violation, gives it back to Delhi. Anna Post is going to check in with 5 seconds to go. Brenna Gioffi is going to go to the bench. No, she'll stay in, and Sophia Waken now will come out. So can Delhi get a quality look with 5 seconds left? Here is Logan Bruce. Does she know how much time is left? Gets across half court. Bruce gets in for a two-pointer at the buzzer. Oh, hit both sides of the rim and then chopped out. Our halftime score, Delhi leads Bainbridge Guilford 30-22. We got a great girls' MAC contest going on here tonight. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Nate Lull. Again, our halftime score, Delhi 30, BG 22. We'll be right back on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
The
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitego Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at wcdosports.com.
And welcome back live from Delaware Academy tonight. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO and wcdosports.com. Our web stream tonight is brought to you, as always, by SFCU. At Sydney Federal Credit Union, it's all about you. It's time for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, brought to you by Marabito. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself today at Marabito, or you can call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. What a great first half. Probably the best first half of basketball I've seen, boys or girls, so far this season. Fantastic game. Our halftime score, Delhi leading Bainbridge Guilford 30-22, and it was the first half of a lifetime for Logan Bruce. 19 points. I mean, I said it during the first half of the broadcast. She's a player that, you know, probably chips in 8, 10, 12 points, has the occasional night where she'll finish with 15 or 17, but she's really a player that is pass first, a true point guard, getting others involved, assists, steals, good defense, you name it, she'll do it. But I guess tonight it was, hey, go out and score us some points, and she did it in the first half, and I'm excited to see if she can keep it going in the second half. So Bruce with 19 points here to start things off for Delhi tonight. It was 5 points for Olivia Wakin, 2 for Caitlin Finch, 2 for Brenna Gioffi, and 2 for Caroline Grace to round out the scoring here for Delhi. On the other side for BG, kind of a shock, 7 points for Erica Selfridge, 6 for Zamira Caldwell, 5 for Macy Leisure, and 4 for Abby Selfridge. Jill Canestro was in foul trouble, no points in the first half. Corey Thornton had a couple of three balls early in the game and then came out in some foul, in some foul trouble, no points. Megan Palmatier, Delhi has just swallowed her up on the inside, and they haven't been able to score any points. And so Palmatier is scoreless in the first half. And BG kept trying to get that ball inside, It's what they do very, very well. And give credit to Delhi for clogging up those passing lanes, and they weren't able to get inside at all. But if you know Coach Bruce for Delhi, you know Coach Conway for BG, they're going to find ways to go into halftime and make some adjustments. That's what they do best. You know, we've seen some games with these teams where one team in the first half is going to have all the momentum. You go into the locker room, and it's a completely different game in the second half. So this is a long way from being over, but kudos to Delhi on a great first half, especially 19 points for Logan Bruce. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito or call them 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, Delhi Girls on top of BG here at Delaware Academy, 30-22. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
You know, there's only one thing worse than getting in a car accident. and that's dealing with an inexperienced auto body shop. That's why when I needed auto body work after hitting a deer, I told my insurance agent that I was using Bill and the guys at Sydney Auto Body. They've been in business for over 55 years, and they do quality work. There's no hassles, no costly surprises, and they take care of the insurance paperwork, too. So if you have an accident, take my advice. Go to Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report here on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me tonight. Halftime at Delaware Academy with the score. The Delhi girls leading Bainbridge Guilford 30-22. These two teams have met the last three seasons in the MAC championship contest, and you know there's a great chance they could meet again this year and have it 4 years in a row. The MAC is definitely great this year again for girls basketball. I think that Unitego is very strong. In fact, I have a halftime score update as Unitego is hosting Unadilla Valley tonight. That game is Unitego leading UV 23-18 at the halftime. I think Unitego is very good. I've seen Deposit Hancock a couple of times. I mean, the freshman, Lacey Drake, if you haven't seen her play, folks, she's worth the price of admission. Get out, drive, find out what their schedule is, go watch her play. She's a phenomenal athlete, and I really hope that her career continues to take off like it has last year as an eighth grader and this year as a ninth grader. Big things ahead for her, for sure. So DH is very good. I think Green, Unadilla Valley, Walton, all right there as well. So it's never easy in the MAC. Delhi and BG have found a way the last couple of years to somehow meet up in the championship. I wouldn't bet against it, that's for sure, because they're two very good teams. But there's a lot of other parity going on, that's for sure, in the league this year. So it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Both teams coming out and warming back up here. BG came out a lot faster than Delhi. So I think Coach Conway might have had just a quick speech, quick couple of adjustments. Coach Bruce getting a little more in-depth in the dressing room with the Lady Bulldogs. So should be great. The next 16 minutes of basketball is going to decide some bragging rights for the next couple of months until maybe they meet up in the MAC playoffs. So a lot is on the line here tonight, and I think both teams would love an early Christmas present of a win here tonight against their big-time rival. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll start the third quarter between BG and Delhi. The score at halftime is Delaware Academy 30, Bainbridge Guilford 22, here in a girls' MAC basketball showdown tonight. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes from Jake's Deli of Otego.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And we start the third quarter here at Delaware Academy. And as soon as BG gets the ball in, there's a quick foul as Erica Selfridge got the ball quickly, shot down to the paint, and was fouled. Foul will be on Logan Bruce, her first, team's first of the third quarter. So we're back underway with the score Delhi 30, Bainbridge Guilford 22. Here is Corey Thornton outside the three-point line on the left wing side for Canestra. Back ahead for Erica Selfridge. She tries a long three, no good. Brenna Gioppi is there to snag the rebound. Back up the floor for DA. Here is Olivia Wakin, takes it to the rim. Can't get the layup to go. Canestra rips down a rebound. Good to see her back in there for Bainbridge Guilford. She was in some early foul trouble for the Lady Bobcats. Here is Erica Selfridge. Selfridge finding Pommettier at the high post. Pommettier back for Abby Selfridge with 15 on the shot clock. Straight away three. That's no good. Rebound and a post. Leaping out of the gym for that one. And an outlet pass to Logan Bruce. Bruce down the floor. Finds Olivia Wakin. Spot-up jumper is good for Olivia Wakin. And she's got 7 points. And BG leads, excuse me, BG trails Delhi 32-22 with 7 minutes to go in this third quarter. Top of the key now for Abby Selfridge. Finding Pommettier right side. Pommettier pump fakes. Gets into the paint now. Kicks one back out for Canestra. 10 on the shot clock for Erica Selfridge now at the top of the key. Selfridge finding Pommettier. 5 on the shot clock. Going to have to put up a shot. Backs down in the paint. Little turnaround baby hook. No good. Gets her own rebound. And a fresh 30 on the shot clock now for BG. Here is Corey Thornton at the top of the key. Wants a three, steps in, that won't go. She's been ice cold from downtown here, and a rebound is loose on the floor, scooped up by the Lady Dawgs. Dribbling it back down the floor is Olivia Wakin. Wakin finding Logan Bruce on the right side. Bruce gets into the paint and passes one out now for Caitlin Finch. Now they'll reset as they get it back to Bruce at the top of the key. BG comes back out in the man-to-man. Bruce directing traffic like a quarterback here to the right side, dribbles into the paint. 5 on the shot clock as they dump one off here for Olivia Wakin. Takes it into the paint. Now back out again for Caitlin Finch for 3. Off the back rim. No good. Rebound Canestra of BG. Canestra heading out for Erica Selfridge, and she'll travel. She was trying to avoid going into a trap and shuffled her feet. Ball goes back to Delhi with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Delhi leading BG 32-22. Here is Logan Bruce at the top of the key. Bruce on the right side, into the paint, pull-up jumper, good. Logan Bruce with 21. And Delhi leads 34-22. Back down the floor here for Jill Canestra. Canestra finds Abby Selfridge. Selfridge dumping one off, Pommettier, spot-up jumper, got it. From the right elbow, Pommettier, believe it or not, folks, her first basket of the night, and it's 34-24. BG trying to hang around with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Logan Bruce again directing traffic here, setting up things, getting the floor balanced on offense for the Lady Dawgs. Bruce dribbles left wing side. Passes now for Olivia Wakin outside the three-point line. Wakin with a little jab step, skips across the top of the defense and down low for Anna Post. Off the glass and good for Anna Post. And it's her first basket of the night. And Delhi leads 36-24 with 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Here is Corey Thornton on the right side of the floor for Canestra. And now for Abby Selfridge. Selfridge steps in, thought about a long two. Passes off for Canestra, right side. Her three-pointer is off the mark. A rebound for Olivia Wakin, and back up the floor they come. Wakin gets into the paint, and her jumper is off the glass and good. The kiss is good for Olivia Wakin. She's got 9. Timeout BG. 4:25 to go in the third quarter. It's Delhi 38, BG 24. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
You are
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
4:25 to go in the third quarter, and our score live from Delaware Academy tonight is the Delhi girls with an impressive 38-24 lead over the visiting BG Bobcats here tonight. Here is Lizer on the left side of the floor. We'll pass right side now for Abby Selfridge. Selfridge, bounce pass now for Palmateer. Palmateer on the right side of the floor, dribble drive on the baseline. Palmateer gets stuck in no man's land down low and is fouled. It's going to be the second foul as a team on Delhi. Still none on BG here in the third quarter. And let's see who that one's going to be on. It'll be on Anna Post, her first for Delhi. So BG will get it in with 4:10 to go in this third quarter. Here is Megan Palmateer on the right side of the floor. Walks one back up for Abby Selfridge. Now for Erica Selfridge, right side back for Abby to Palmateer at the high post. 15 on the shot clock. Palmateer down low for Abby Selfridge. Just absolutely no room to operate when BG does get it down low. Great defense. Now a steal by Logan Bruce. And Bruce is off to the races. Bruce into the paint, now backs it out. Has time on her side. Finds Olivia Wakin. Right side, Wakin down low. Back out for Bruce as Delhi goes left to right on your radio dial. They're in the home white uniforms, the maroon trim. BG's in the navy blue with the white trim. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. It's Delhi 38, BG 24. Back across for Olivia Wakin. Spot up jumper, count it. Olivia Wakin into double figures as she has 11 points. And it's 40-24, biggest lead of the game now for Delhi with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Right side for Macy Leisure. Back up for Megan Palmateer. Palmateer, pump fake, gets into the paint, down low, tries a little up and under. It's off the mark. Rebound here for Olivia Wakin. She's doing a little bit of everything tonight. Wakin ahead for Logan Bruce. Trying to go coast to coast. Off the glass. The kiss is no good off the bank shot. And a rebound for BG. Back up the floor they come. Here is Erica Selfridge crossing the Bulldogs logo at half court. Selfridge to the left side. Now for Palmateer. 15 on the shot clock. Palmateer finds Zamira Caldwell. Her jumper rattles in and out. Rebound loose on the floor. Abby Selfridge is there. Spot up jumper. Got it. Abby Selfridge with 6 points now. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. It's 40-26. To the high post for Anna Post. She takes it down low. Gets it to go. And she's fouled. Anna Post with a right-handed layup. It's up and good. And everything is going right tonight here for the Lady Bulldogs. And Zamira Caldwell will pick up the foul, her first and the team's first in the third quarter. Gioppi is going to go to the bench for a rest, as well as Olivia Wakin. Caroline Grace back in, and Julia Burns back in for the Lady Bulldogs. Here's Post at the line. She has 4 points for DA and rattles out. She was trying to make it 5, but it wouldn't go. 2:25 to go, third quarter. It's 42-26. The Delhi Lady Bulldogs on top of BG. Here's Erica Selfridge. She steps in for a long three-pointer. That's off the rim and no good. Abby Selfridge, her sister, with a rebound. Trying to dish one off here for Palmateer. It's knocked away in the passing lanes, and Finch is back up the floor. And here is Caitlin Finch on the left side again as DA goes left to right on your radio dial. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Now Logan Bruce in the paint. Kick out for Julia Burns. Her jumper is short. Rebound loose on the floor. Last touched by Delhi, out of bounds and back to BG. BG needs to make a run, and they need to start making it now if they want to start chipping away at this Delhi lead as they trail on the road here tonight at DA, 42-26. Here is Zamira Caldwell to the high post. Finds Palmateer. Left elbow. Count it. Megan Palmateer now with 4 points, and they're going to need a big end of the third and a whole fourth quarter from her. It's 42-28. Bulldogs ahead. Here is Logan Bruce, right side of the floor, closely guarded by Erica Selfridge. Down low, little give and go from Bruce to Caroline Grace, executed to perfection on the give and go. And Caroline Grace now with 4 points as she gets the high five from Bruce on the way back down the floor. It's 44-28 with 1:10 to go in the third quarter. Now here is Palmateer at the top of the key, handing one off for Zamira Caldwell. Passing down low, left low block for Erica Selfridge. For Abby Selfridge, into the paint. And up off the glass, can't get it to go. It rolled around the rim, rebound DA, and Bruce is looking to push. Left side of the floor now for Logan. Off the glass, can't get it to go. Foul is going to be on the floor against Bainbridge-Guilford. With 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Bruce will inbound the ball underneath the bucket. And that will be the second foul on Zamira Caldwell. Bruce and Anna Post will come to the bench here. They'll get a well-deserved rest for the end of the third quarter before they go back in the fourth. That's a smart move, I think, by Coach Bruce. Get some of his starters a little extra time for a breather. BG's going to call a timeout with 52 seconds to go, third quarter. Delhi 44, BG 28. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
52 seconds to go in the third quarter. Delhi will inbound the ball on the baseline underneath their own bucket, and a traveling violation as they get it into Caroline Grace, and BG will get it back. This would be big for BG if they could get a bucket here to end the third quarter, maybe get some momentum as you head into the fourth. Selfridge, Abby that is, back down the floor. Picks up her dribble right around midcourt. Finds Palmateer at the top of the key. Palmateer, right side, dribble drive, up off the glass, and it's good for Megan Palmateer. She has 6 points, and it's 44-30 with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here is Caitlin Finch back down the floor, throws it up. It's good. And count it, she'll go to the line. Caitlin Finch, I can't believe she got it to go. A fall-away jumper as she was getting fouled, and it counts. Well, they haven't counted it yet. Yes, now they will. She'll go to the line for the three-point play. Caitlin Finch looking over to the Delhi section and just has a smile and a laugh. And she, it's kind of one of those moments like, wow, well, I put it up there. The effort counts, right? And, hey, it went in, too. So Caitlin Finch to the line, of course, an excellent goalie for the girls' soccer team here at DA as Finch gets the three-point play. All-state selection in Class D along with Logan Bruce for the Lady Bulldogs. And it's 47-30 with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Erica Selfridge back down the floor for BG. Gets in the paint, tosses one up, and she's fouled. I believe this foul will be on Aileen Nealis, who just checked into the game. And so Selfridge will head to the line. Each team with three fouls now in the third quarter. Of course, that will reset to start the fourth. Selfridge to the line. First shot is up and good. Erica Selfridge with 8 points here tonight. Bruce is going to come back in as well as Anna Post, as Grace and Burns will go to the bench for the Lady Bulldogs. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Selfridge, second shot, can't get it to go. Rebound here for Nealis. And she'll bring it back up the floor. Nealis leaving one off for Logan Bruce. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Bruce to the left side of the floor. Selfridge is right in her grill on defense. Bruce again to the right side, trying to take it to the rack. Puts it up. Can't get it to go, but she's fouled with 5 seconds to go in the third quarter, and she'll head to the charity stripe. The score is Delhi 47, BG 31. And Logan Bruce has 21 points here tonight. Looking to add to it here for the Lady Bulldogs. First shot for Bruce, rattles in and out. Second one coming. A couple of weeks ago, Delhi hosted a couple of very good teams here in their tournament. Cooperstown, as the second shot is up and good for Bruce. She's got 22. They had Cambridge from Section 2, Cooperstown Section 3, and Section 9's SS Seward. So they've played some challenging teams to start this season, and it's paying off here tonight. BG back up the floor. Selfridge, can she get a shot off in the paint before the end of the third quarter? No good. And at the end of the third, it is Delhi 48, BG 31. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So Delhi continues to play very well as they have a 48-31 edge over Bainbridge Guilford. Logan Bruce with a game-high 22 points so far here tonight for Delaware Academy. Unbelievable. Great game here tonight. You know, coming in, I would have said, you know, either team could have won. This was kind of a coin flip game for me, but I would have said, you know, maybe a 2-4, 6-point game. So to see Delaware Academy, the Delhi Lady Bulldogs, with a 48-31 lead going into the fourth quarter, quite frankly, I'm shocked. But you never know with BG. They always seem to have a trick up their sleeve. Maybe this isn't their night tonight. I'm not sure. Delhi, it certainly seems to be their night. As we start the fourth quarter, again, Delhi leads BG 48-31. In case you're just jumping in the car or turning on the radio at home, tuning in. Great night for high school basketball. Right side of the floor here for Caitlin Finch. She gets into the paint, stops, pops, can't get it to go. Rebound for Z. Zamira Caldwell rips it down, back up the floor for BG. They're in the navy blue with the white trim, and they go right to left on your radio dial. Delhi is in the white with the maroon trim. Here is Caldwell, right side of the floor. Caldwell passing one off for Palmateer. Jumper is good for Megan Palmateer. She's got 8 points, and she's trying to spark a BG rally. It's 48-33. Delhi on top. Here's Logan Bruce directing traffic, the quarterback and the point guard of this team. And now for Caitlin Finch. Finch dribbles left side, stops, tries a jumper at the top of the key, can't get it to go, and a post with a great rebound. Saved it from going out of bounds. Now for Logan Bruce. Tosses one up. And the foul on the rebound this time will be on Anna Post. She saved the first one and then came back in bounds and was searching for a second one and knocked over Abby Selfridge and was whistled for a foul. Still a lot of time left in this ballgame. 7 minutes to go. And BG with the ball. They trail 48-33. Here's Caldwell on the right side, now finding Palmateer. Palmateer for Macy Leisure. Leisure holding on to it. Chest pass for Selfridge in the paint. Banks one in. And Abby Selfridge now with 8 points. And it's 48-35 with 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Olivia Wakin. Stops. Pump fakes. Gets in the paint. Little up and under. Now off for Gioffi. Spots up. Jumper. Good. Rena Gioffi with 4 points. And a timeout is taken here by Bainbridge Guilford. A 15-point lead. It's Delhi 50. And BG 35 with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 50-35. The Delhi girls are on top of Bainbridge Guilford. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Here's Zamira Caldwell as BG has the ball. A jumper from the right elbow is off the mark. And Logan Bruce, another rebound. Back up the floor for Caitlin Finch. Finch puts on the brakes, goes to the high post. Now for Brenna Gioffi, passing down low, but it's intercepted by BG. And here is Abby Selfridge off to the races, back down the floor. Selfridge dribbles right wing side. Now for Megan Palmateer, outside the three-point line. Now back off at the top of the key. Here for Abby Selfridge. Selfridge for Zamira Caldwell. Caldwell holding on to it, back for Macy Leiser. 10 on the shot clock, down low Selfridge. And we'll have a foul down low on Caitlin Finch. So that interior pass got to the right low block, and Finch just got there a second late and was nailed for the foul. So that's two fouls on Delhi to start this fourth quarter. None on BG, first on Finch, so she's not in any trouble. 5:40 to go, fourth quarter. 15-point lead for Delhi over BG. Spot-up jumper for Caldwell, off the mark. Selfridge tries to put it up, and she's fouled. And Abby Selfridge, with 8 points, will head to the foul line and look to chip away at this lead. This is what BG wants. They want to get these fouls. That's going to be the fourth one on Olivia Wakin of Bainbridge, or on of Delhi, and the third as a team on Delhi here in the fourth quarter. Selfridge makes the first shot. She's got 9. So if you're trying to get back in this ball game, you love to do it when the clock is stopped and you're standing at the foul line. And if they could get two more fouls, they'd be doing it the rest of the way. 10 points now for Abby Selfridge. And it's 50-37 with 5.5 to go. Here is Logan Bruce back up the floor for Delaware Academy, left side of the floor for Olivia Wakin. Now back to Bruce, setting up shop, pointing out where everybody needs to go here on offense. Just seeing the floor very well and letting everybody know where the open space is. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Bruce. She sees it, is aware of it. Hands off for Olivia Wakin. The jumper in the lane is no good. Palmatier rebounded, and over-the-back call on Brenna Gioppi. That's going to be the fourth as a team on Delhi. So one more, and BG's going to be shooting the rest of the way. And let's see how many that is on Gioppi with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Second foul on Gioppi of the night. 50-37. Big possession here for BG. Caldwell, left wing, jumper, no good, and a post with a big-time rebound. Dishes one off for Logan Bruce, and back up the floor they come. Steal, though, by Erica Selfridge. And Selfridge brings it back down the floor. Left side for Macy Lajou, seeing some big-time minutes off the bench. Now for Palmatier at the top of the key. Canister is going to come back in. Up and under, moved by Palmatier, gets it to go. Palmatier has 10 points. BG's going to call a timeout with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. BG's got it down to an 11-point lead for Delhi. Delhi 50, BG 39. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, 4.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It's Delhi leading Bainbridge Guilford 50-39. BG trying to chip away as they're going to go back to their starting five. No, Leiser is still in there, so Corey Thornton remains on the bench. And here is Logan Bruce at the top of the key. Bruce with a bounce pass to the left side for Caitlin Finch. 10 on the shot clock. Delhi doing a good job of burning some time, but the pass from Bruce to Brenna Gioppi through her legs, out of bounds and back to BG. So the Bobcats still with a little over 4 minutes left have some life here. Canistra back down the floor. Canistra at the top of the key finds Palmatier. Palmatier waiting as they run through the offense. Delhi sticking in the man-to-man. Selfridge with a spot-up jumper at the top of the key. Can't get it to go. And a rebound for Anna Post, and they're looking to run. Delhi back up the floor. Olivia Wakin now puts on the brakes and gently hands one off here to Logan Bruce. 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. It's 50-39. Delhi on top of BG. Wakin on the right side of the floor. Now back up for Bruce. Delhi just chewing as much clock as they can. Bruce trying to go to the hole. Up off the backboard. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. BG comes away with it. They need a basket on this possession, that's for sure. Right side for Canestra. Canestra now finding Palmateer. Tipped into the backcourt there by Olivia Wakin. BG will chase it down. Palmateer brings it back into the front court. Right side for Erica Selfridge. 10 on the shot clock for Palmateer. Right side still. Gets to the high post. Now finds Maisie Leiser. Step-in jumper. Died on the back rim. Selfridge going for a rebound, and it's going to be a foul on Abigail Selfridge. And BG just can't get that bucket when they need it. So we hit 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and it's 50-39. And the Lady Dogs bring it back down the floor. Here is Logan Bruce taking her time. Dishing one off here for Caitlin Finch. Bruce at the top of the key. Gets to the foul line, now finding Brenna Gioffi. The jumper won't go. Rebound for Canestra. 2:45 to go in the fourth. Canestra back down the floor. Stops, sets up the offense here for BG. Again, they need a bucket, trying to get it to single digits. Selfridge on the right side now for Palmateer. A long two, got it. Megan Palmateer with 12 points, and they got it down to 9 with 2.5 to go. Logan Bruce at the top of the key. Gets back into the front court here for Delhi as they go left to right on your radio dial. Right wing side for Caitlin Finch into the corner for Olivia Wakin. Bruce cuts through. They'll get it back to the high post now for Anna Post. Takes it to the bucket, and a charge is called. Great job there by Canestra. Planted her feet. The Delhi fans don't like it. That is going to be a charge, and the third foul on Anna Post, and the fifth on Delhi. Now, if I'm not mistaken, they won't be shooting. Even though it's the fifth foul, they'll be shooting the rest of the way, but they won't be shooting on a charge as a foul violation. And no, they won't. So BG back up the floor with 2 minutes to go. Canestra gets to the foul line. The jumper won't fall. Out of bounds it goes. And back to Delhi. So Canestra with no points here tonight. It's been a tough one for Jill. And Logan Bruce going left to right. Gets it across the Bulldogs logo at midcourt. Bruce to the left wing side for Brenna Gioffi. Gioffi back for Bruce. And Delhi is willing to just chew some clock here with 15 seconds to go on the shot clock and 1:40 to go fourth quarter. Here is Logan Bruce, gets to the foul line, now takes it down low, up off the glass, can't get it to go. Palmateer a rebound, but a steal right back by Caitlin Finch, and a timeout is taken by Delhi with 1.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And the score, Delhi 50, BG 41. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1:30 to go in the fourth quarter in Delhi, trying to get a big early season, regular season MAC victory as they lead Bainbridge Guilford 50-41. It was 50-39 with about 4 minutes to go. Both teams have gone ice cold here. BG has had some opportunities to chip away and get back into it, but their shots have not fallen. And Delhi will have the ball after a great Caitlin Finch steal and then a timeout with 1.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So on the baseline, Logan Bruce underneath her own basket. On the right wing side, we'll pass it in. Bruce to the top of the key for Olivia Wakin. Wakin holds on, gets down low. Good. Little floating Dr. J jumper in the lane makes it 52-41 with 1:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here is Palmateer down low, out of bounds. And let's see, going to be a foul on Brenna Gioffi. I think Gioffi's done a great job tonight on Palmateer, just really limiting her touches. They've made it very hard to get the ball inside for BG. So it's going to be the third foul on Gioffi. And so Palmateer will go to the line. first shot for Megan is off the front of the rim and no good. So Palmateer sitting on 12 points. Second shot coming here for the senior, wearing number 25. Second shot is good for Palmateer. She has 13. Minute 15 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 52-42. Delhi on top of Bainbridge-Guilford, and it looks like the Lady Bulldogs might pull off a big-time victory here tonight on their home floor. Olivia Wakin at the top of the key. Now back off for Caitlin Finch. Finch is fouled by Palmateer with a minute to go. And so that is only going to be the second team foul on BG. So if their goal is to get Delhi to the line, they're going to have to do a lot more fouling here with a minute to go. Logan Bruce trying to get it in, finds Olivia Wakin. Now back to Bruce. Bruce holding on, and she's fouled by Erica Selfridge with 57 seconds left. So again, if they want shots, they're going to have to foul two more times. The second foul on Erica Selfridge. So Bruce again will have it on the sideline near midcourt on the left wing side. Gets it in for Olivia Wakin. Wakin breaks free, passes over for Caitlin Finch with 50 seconds to go. And now a foul by Canestra with 50.8 left. And so that's going to be the fourth team foul. So one more will put BG on the line. Tough night here tonight for the BG Lady Bobcats. Everything seems to have gone right tonight for Delhi. Logan Bruce gets it into Olivia Wakin. Wakin dribbles free, and Maisie Leiser will foul her. And so Olivia Wakin, with 13 points tonight, will head to the charity stripe. It's 52-42. Delhi on top of BG. In case you're just jumping in the car for one of the other local games, Unitego UV was tonight. Deposit Hancock and Afton. Maybe you're saying, what's going on in that Delhi-BG game? Well, 22 points from Logan Bruce has been a huge contribution tonight for DA. And they now lead 53-42 as Olivia Wakin, who has 14, adds another one from the foul line. Second shot coming here for Wakin. And here is it. Here it is, up and off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for BG with 45 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Selfridge down the floor. Abby finds Erica. Erica holds on, pump fakes, and now finds Palmateer. She's going to dial up a three-pointer. Got it. Megan Palmateer with 16, and the timeout is taken with 37 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And the score is Delhi 53, BG 45. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. 37 seconds to go here from Delaware Academy. It's a girls' mat contest tonight with Delhi on top of Bainbridge-Guilford 53-45. Two fantastic teams. They've met in the MAC championship the past 3 years. The new rankings will come out this week for the New York State rankings, but in Class C last week, BG was one, and in Class D, Delhi was one. So you have two state-ranked teams, both number one, battling here tonight. The regular season match is always a good one. Delhi gets it in, and a foul by Erica Selfridge with 35 seconds to go is going to send Logan Bruce to the line. So again, our score, Delhi 53, BG 45. Logan Bruce to the foul line here with 22 points for Bainbridge-Guilford. Maybe trying to put the icing on the cake here for the Lady Bulldogs. This one rattles out. So BG still has life. If they could go down, say Bruce misses this one, and they're able to get a quick three-pointer, life is still there for BG, but they're hanging by a thread. Second one is good. Bruce with 23. And BG leads 54-45, Delhi leads 54-45 over BG. BG with the ball. They go to Macy Leisure. Tries a long two. That's off the mark. Rebound for Canestra. Back out for Palmateer. Palmateer in the corner. Finds Canestra. Dials up a three. That won't go. Out of bounds. Back to Delhi. And the Lady Bulldogs are going to grab the victory here tonight with 21 seconds left. It's 54-45, and a timeout is taken by head coach Todd Bruce. Again, our score, Delhi 54 and BG 45. We'll be right back after a 30-second break on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
21 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It's 54-45. The Delhi girls on top of visiting Bainbridge Guilford here tonight in MAC action. And it is set to be a wild finish here in the last 21 seconds, I'm sure, as looks like the BG student section pretty excited to pull off a victory here tonight over their longtime rival, Bainbridge Guilford. And well, you can only hope that these two teams will meet later in the season as well. So Delhi will get it in. They find Logan Bruce at half court. Bruce dribbles through a trap, and now we'll have a foul with 19 seconds left. And so Logan Bruce will head to the line. She's got a game-high 23 points tonight. And she'll try to add to her total right here with Delhi on top, 54-45. First shot coming for Bruce, rattles it home. She's got 24. Whale of a ball game here tonight for the Lady Bulldogs, but especially for Logan Bruce. And we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, she's a three-sport athlete that can do it all, soccer, basketball, and track and field. And the second one is good. She's got 25 points. Delhi leads BG 56-45 with 15 seconds left. BG down the floor. Palmateer with a deep three-pointer. That one won't go. Rebound for Delhi, and that's Caitlin Finch. She's fouled with 9 seconds left. And the Lady Bulldogs will go to the line. So a 56-45 lead for the Lady Bulldogs. And stepping to the line is Caitlin Finch. 5 points so far tonight for Finch, the senior wearing number 10 on the senior-heavy Lady Bulldogs team. First shot is up and good for Finch. She has 6 points. Bruce is going to go to the bench along with Olivia Wakin and Brenna Gioppi and Anna Post. And so the only starter remaining on the floor is Caitlin Finch. So everybody getting some last-minute playing time here for Delaware Academy. 57-45 to score as Finch steps to the line for what should be our last foul shot of the evening. Finch gets it to go. She has 7 points. Finch goes to the bench. Starting five is out for Delhi, and BG will have a chance for one last shot opportunity here. They'll get the ball into Megan Palmateer. Palmateer down the right side of the floor, stops, wants a three-pointer. This one is short, rolls out of bounds. No, it'll stay in. Delhi's going to dribble it out of trouble. And our final score is Delhi 58, BG 45. Heck of a win tonight for the Lady Bulldogs. Our post-game show and our post-game awards are coming up when we come back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-027 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, Banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Delaware Academy, where it's a big time win tonight for the Delhi Lady Bulldogs as they defeat Bainbridge Guilford 58-45. Did not see this one coming. As I said earlier in the broadcast, could have flipped a coin. You know, maybe Delhi wins, maybe BG wins tonight. It's a 2-4, 6-point game, but to see Delhi come out tonight and do this, absolutely unbelievable. All thanks to a game-high 25 big ones from Logan Bruce. She was absolutely phenomenal tonight for Delhi. 14 points for Olivia Wakin, 7 for Caitlin Finch, and 4 apiece for Anna Post, Brenna Gioffi, and Caroline Grace. On the other side for BG, 16 points for Megan Palmatier, 10 for Abigail Selfridge, 8 for Erica Selfridge, 6 for Zamira Caldwell, 5 for Macy Leisure. But these are two teams that are going to have a great season. Of course, Delhi in Class D, BG in Class C. They're both in the MAC. I would not be surprised to see them in the MAC championship in mid-February. You know, they can't meet up in sectionals because BG is C and Delhi is D. But I think they're both going to have great runs come February and March. I think they're going to be two of the teams that we're following. Just a ton of fun to watch here tonight, and this is just the first chapter in the 2017-2018 book of BG versus Delhi. It's always a fun one. Let's get to our post-game awards now for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I think this one is pretty simple tonight. Logan Bruce, 25 points from Delhi. Absolutely phenomenal ball game. She had 11 points in the first quarter. She drained that three at the buzzer at the end of the first frame and just did a little bit of everything. So Logan Bruce, easy choice for our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to give this tonight to Brenna Gioffi from Delhi. Only 4 points tonight, but I thought the job she did inside, especially in the first half on Megan Palmatier, was fantastic. Delhi was hitting shots and playing great defense. We talked about that in the pregame show, how they are a lockdown defense team. And BG couldn't get the ball in the post to Palmatier, and that's what sets up their whole offense, kind of an inside-outside game. And I thought Brenna Gioffi just did a great job on Palmatier and really did a good job rebounding the basketball and did all the little things that you need to do. The difference with Gioffi on the floor, she wasn't able to play a couple of weekends ago when we were here for the Delhi tip-off tournament, to tonight when she is on the floor with this team, night and day. I couldn't believe it. She looked great. She's our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'll give it to Megan Palmatier tonight from BG. 16 points. It was a quiet 16. She got a lot of it in the second half, but just she's that leader. She's that rah-rah player. She leads by example. I mean, she's over on the bench right now talking with Coach Conway. You can see it's an in-depth conversation, kind of a, hey, remember this moment, because in January, February, March, when we're really going on a run, hopefully, remember these games. These are games that motivate you, and I think that knowing Meg as well as we've gotten to know her here on CDO for the last couple of years, great student, great person, great athlete, this is a game that's going to motivate her. And I think tonight she has earned our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award for Bainbridge Guilford. Again, our final score, 58-45. Delhi defeats BG. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo and Craig Stevens back in our Sydney WCDO Main Street studios for all their hard work. And a great game here tonight. And I hope we get to see round two sometime down the road. That would be a ton of fun. Our final score, Delhi 58 and BG 45. Will be back on the radio on Friday when we are up in Franklin for a special broadcast starting at 5 p.m. It's kind of a special night at Franklin. They're putting some new banners up on the wall for championship teams, 1,000-point scores, 100-point scores for soccer, Section 4 Hall of Fame members. So it's a special night in Franklin. So join me for that on Friday night. And the rest of the week will be on Twitter. There's a lot of fun things going on right now, so follow along, that's for sure. I'm Nate Lull. Again, one last time, our final score from Delaware Academy. It's the Delhi girls defeating BG 58-45. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll see you next time on WCDO.